The Auditor General has identified financial infractions which are undermining the effective operations of Ghana's missions abroad. The breaches include payment of excess per diem allowances, unaccounted for visa fees, embezzlement of revenues, wrongful payments and non-refund of monies by some ministries, departments and agencies. This came up at the public hearing of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. The committee is examining the 2011, 2012 and 2013 Auditor General's report on accounts of MDAs. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete, and some officials from the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing appeared before the committee. Madam Tete said a number of ministries and departments owe the foreign ministry. The MP for Ibuakwa South, Samuel Atachia, suggested ways to the ministry to retrieve its money from the MDAs.
My view is that why don't you have, if you like, a standing order with the Minister of Finance that when he's about to give the subventions to the ministries who owe you it, they should be taken from their subvention and given to you directly. Because there's no end in sight as to when people, ministries will be living off your limited budget. And sometimes you are pushed to do it and then your programs will suffer. Don't you think that would be a way of helping your ministry?
Actually, what I threatened, but haven't had the courage to implement it yet, was that if any ministry, department or agency had debts outstanding to any of our missions and they exceeded a period of 4 months, we would ask the staff to put their belongings in storage and send them back to Accra until such time as the ministry was in a position to make funds available so that they could undertake their functions. It's a bit harsh, but I just wanted to make the point that we cannot continuously be bailing out other departments and agencies. But honorable member, I take on board your point and I will consult with the Minister of Finance and see whether he can assist us in this matter.
Madam Tete also touched on the $5,839 expenditure on 8 stranded Ghanaians in Tehran in 2013 when a Ghanaian football agent sent them to Iran under the pretext of getting them into professional football clubs.
We have referred it because we are obliged to try and make efforts to recover the money. But I hope that at the end of the Attorney General taking up the matter and hopefully getting an order for payment, we will be able to recover something. The facts of the matter were as follows, because at this time I was minister. Our mission in Tehran wrote to me to inform me that there were 7 Ghanaians together with a football agent who had been stranded in Tehran and had contacted the mission when their visas had expired and when it was clear that there was no hope of them getting any kind of football contract. Apparently the agent took them to Tehran with the promise that he was going to be able to get them contracts to play football with Iranian clubs. They were put up in a hostel for a number of days. He told them they were supposed to be having trials. No trials took place. And at the end of the period they were given in their visa to stay in Iran, effectively they had no arrangements whatsoever for having any contracts to play football. It was at that point that they got in touch with the mission. The mission informed me that it was very likely that if they were to overstay in Tehran, they were likely to be picked up and imprisoned. And that if for one reason or the other it was suspected that their reasons for being in Tehran had nothing to do with football, there might be other consequences. And so they wanted permission rather to keep them in Tehran to repatriate them to Ghana. And given that their funds were completely finished, there was no way that that was going to happen unless the mission took responsibility for payment of the tickets. So I instructed that they do so that they could come back to Ghana.